This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, 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 what do we have here? Another opportunity for us to discuss the trending topics, if you will, the stories, the important news talk conversations of this past week. Doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to get to the nuance of what's number one. The real nuance here is Michael Harrison's work with his crew at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. The other things that are a part of the list, the stories, the people. So I'll have Michael go through them as we usually do. And we'll have our anecdotal discussion about Michael's observations regarding some, if not all, of these items and maybe a few others as well. Yeah. So, Michael, the stage, the floor, the hour is yours.
As well as my observations of your observations, which is kind of an interesting feedback loop. Here we go. This was a boring week. There wasn't much happening.
Not much happening.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Hinkley to be released. At number 8, the Olympic problems facing Rio de Janeiro and the Russian doping scandal. We have at number 7, the Verizon Yahoo deal. At number 6, the Freddie Gray case. At number 5, the South China Sea dispute. At number 4, ISIS terror threats and the France church attack. At number 3, the Black Lives Matter movement. At number 2, the DNC server hack issue. And number 1, the one that is obvious, the presidential race, the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. And the people that we've been talking about, at number 10, John Hinckley, Marilyn Mosby at 9, Debbie Wasserman Schultz at 8, number 7, Vladimir Putin, number 6, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence tied together, number 5, Michelle Obama, number 4, Bill Clinton, number 3, Barack Obama, number 2, Hillary Clinton, and number 1, Donald Trump. Even the week of the Democratic Convention, Trump is the one that's most talked about.
Trump's the rest, yes, as it were.
As you know, love trumps hate.
Yes, it does. And there are other things that trumps. The moment that I remember when we were talking about the passing of, I just said Bill Maher because I don't know why Bill Maher came into my mind, the Baltimore host.
You're thinking of Tom Maher.
Tom Maher, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Now we have the sad lot to explain and explore the passing of Jerry Doyle, who is much younger than Tom and a very interesting character in and of his own right. I can't tell you how many times I've spent yakking with him at Talkers conventions. He was at most of them, an interesting character. The fact that he died at the age of 60, I think he lived a pretty hard life. I don't mean difficult. I mean,
he was a hard liver, huh?
Yeah. He had a hard liver probably when it was all said and done. But the passing at 60.
It was a shocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, there was something about him. He had a robust nature, although I have heard over the years that he has fought various illnesses.
Yeah.
Some perhaps are the result of his hard living. Some might just be, you know, problems he had. Yeah. I knew him well, but I didn't know him intimately. We were not personal friends. We were acquaintances who chatted a lot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For those who don't know who Jerry Doyle is, you may remember him as the one of the lead figures in the short-lived but highly regarded sci-fi series Babylon 5. And he played Garibaldi, one of the main characters. I never watched that show much, so I don't know the culture of it.
I know that there are Halloween costumes made of his likeness.
Yeah, that show has a cult following, and that's really, if you read the clippings and the news about him, it's mostly, you know, a Babylon 5 actor Jerry Doyle passes at 60.
Yeah, not a talk show host, right.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So anyway, interesting character, and he loved living in Las Vegas. I asked him, why do you live there? He says, that's where all the action is, man.
I know.
That was it for him. So anyway, but he had a color. He actually, I forgot about a couple of these things. He was a Wall Street broker, stockbroker for a while. He'd worked in the space industry, I think. He was really
a pilot.
Yeah, he was a pilot. He got around.
Yeah, he colorful guy, kind of guy that you can make a movie about.
Yes, right. Yeah, that'd be a good movie. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, can we make a movie about the presidential race? Can we make a movie about the life and times of Hillary Clinton?
Are you convinced
that she's going to be the next president and she ought to be?
I'm not convinced of anything. I think she will be. I think the odds are she will win, but there's still, 4 months of who knows what.
Yes.
And the way things are in this world, whatever happened in the last day could be the thing that determines who wins the presidency. So now I'm not making predictions, but I do find that it's interesting. And whether you like Hillary or not, history will look back on her as a major figure without question.
Oh,
major.
Of course. And with good reason.
Yeah, and when she came out on the stage, and I'm sorry to jump in, but came out on the stage to be introduced by her daughter, she had the aura of big time all around her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a new Hillary that I'd never seen before.
Really?
It was transitional. It was sort of like when Darth Vader became Darth Vader, or I don't mean that negatively. When the Four Seasons sang Sherry for the first time in Jersey Boys.
Right.
In other words, if she's going to be president, and if she's going to go down in history as a major woman of history,
but if it goes
to that next level,
yeah,
that was the moment when Hillary Clinton, the president, emerged.
Mm-hmm.
The
President Clinton.
Right, the suit, the white suit.
Yeah.
And the completely poised.
Yeah.
It was a moment to behold.
Yeah. And her daughter, I think there's an indication if Hillary becomes president, her daughter's going to be involved. Bill looks very frail to me.
Yes, he
although
does.
Although he looked better last night, but I thought he looked very frail.
Mm-hmm.
And for a guy who's
he's almost as old as we are.
Yeah, exactly. He is, and that sort of shakes you to the roots of reality. But it's all how you live, and he's lived it. He slept very little while he was president, for any number of reasons. But
well, that's a very loaded line.
He said, yeah, I know it is. He didn't sleep more than 3 or 4 hours a night, any night that he was president. And however you take that, whatever it does to you, will Barack Obama look like that when he's 70? Probably not. George Bush is exactly the same age as Clinton. He's 70. Man, he looks like the picture of health, except he looks silly because he's colored his hair. But other than that, he looks like the picture of health. And so but George Bush, although I think it rocked him to his roots, what happened on September 11th, he sort of then, it was almost like he wasn't taking it seriously, whether he did or he didn't. But Bill Clinton always seemed like he was taking it seriously. I think say what you will about Barack Obama, he seemed to be taking it seriously. And I think if Hillary Clinton is president, she's very serious about everything that she does.
Yep.
So at this age, the question will be at the age that she is, she'll be 70 in November, how does that work?
I think that the older she gets, the more serious people take her. I said to you years ago, Hillary has to get over her young womanhood.
Hillary has to get over her.
She has to become older for people to take her for what lies inside her, in terms whether you like her politics or not, or you think she's a demon or a crook and all that crap we hear about everybody.
Yeah, right.
She has to become an older woman to get over that horrible gender bias.
Yeah, we do have a gender bias, no question about that. We'll talk more about it as we continue on this week's overview. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 4:15.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get the Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
From the moment you saw her, you were sure she was the one. And now that you're ready to propose, you're sure where to go. Jared. That's because Jared offers an incredible selection of engagement ring choices. From the Neil Lane Bridal Collection to a custom design created from our thousands of loose diamonds and hundreds of settings. But while there may be a nearly infinite number of options at Jared, we only sell one ring. The one that says, spend happily ever after with me. And it's waiting for you at Jared.
All right, happily ever after, Michael Harrison and I will be on the air 30 years from now doing the same thing. I wonder who will be president in 30 years.
Chelsea.
Talk radio counter. You know, that's very interesting. Yeah, what? Stranger things have happened. Well, one of the Trump kids, could be one of the Trump kids running against Chelsea for the presidency.
The really outstanding, the outstanding people in this election are the children.
And the kids, right. That's very true. I like, although I'm not a fan of the Trump kids going out and on those safaris and bringing back big game. I don't like that. But I think that they all obviously, this is what's so hard to understand. They're very well educated, very well spoken. I've interviewed the two sons and liked them both. The vibe they gave off was good, positive. And yet their father is kind of a crackpot. And what they all seem unified, they all seem really behind, and they're working hard to get him to be president. So I wonder what there is about the relationship. Somebody's got to know that he sounds like a buffoon sometimes and tell him to stop. Or maybe he's just got bipolar issues and they know that and they can't, you know, really control him. Whatever it is.
Complicated stuff you bring up. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what goes on behind closed doors? You know, TV is very, very distortionary. You don't know what it means. Just because somebody gives a good speech or somebody looks pretty or somebody looks good doesn't mean that they're together.
Really? So you suggested Donald Trump has said, look, kids, you get out on the road, make it look good, or you're cut off?
I don't know if it comes down to that, but I just don't necessarily believe the images I see on TV. Mm-hmm. Because I've been involved in TV for so long, and radio and media, I know that it's just a very, very limited snapshot perspective on something that's far more complicated.
Yeah. And we use the 30-second sound bites. We use the quick clips in and out, and the dull... less creative of us work at CNN and play the same audio and the same video over and over and over again. Well, you see that all those cable news networks are all run the same way. And so, you know, under the circumstances, it is for the slow-minded, perhaps. Does that really sound bad?
Fortunately, a break is coming up.
Yes, it is. I've stuck my foot in my mouth. Let me see if I can get it out. 21 after the hour on the countdown with Michael and Doug.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the top 10 items, the stories from this past week that are significant, sometimes a little countdown, extra information, the Hinckley release from the Funny Farm. That may sound disrespectful. Most people are asking why, including the Reagan, the two Reagan, the real, I shouldn't say real because that didn't sound right. Michael is adopted. Patty and Ron are products of that marriage, Ron and Nancy. So Patty Davis said that this doesn't represent justice. What it does is represent his being able to wait out the system and wear it down. She's not for having Hinckley out. I don't understand why. Why? Do you?
No.
What does he need to be released for? I mean, so he's been there for all this time. His mother is getting old, and she wants him to come home. So what? Go buy a house next to where the hospital is, and go see him every day over there.
So I'm not sure about what his real mental state is, and that's why it's hard for me to comment. I mean, if the guy is harmless at this point, then. You know, well, maybe he has to be protected from the public. But I don't know. I have no way to know.
Do you remember the Jodie Foster connection to that?
Yeah, now that you bring it up.
Yeah. I'd be thinking if I were her, I wouldn't want him out. The guy's a whack job.
Hmm.
And what it speaks to, the bigger picture of what sort of unhealthy atmosphere we live in this country, how so many people are deranged, mentally unstable, for whatever the reason, whether it's the food, the water, the drugs. I mean, what is it that makes...
Do you believe that we are particularly deranged? Do you think that we're more deranged today than, say, 10, 20, 30, 100 years ago? That's an interesting thing you just brought up. Are we as a society suffering from emotional disorders on a level that is profound?
You know what? There are a lot of ideas that go on that are continued. The belief, the promotion of things like we're more violent than ever, poverty is a growing problem, my neighbors are bad people, people who come from Mexico are dangerous, people who come from the Middle East are dangerous. I think those things are all very difficult to prove, frankly, these days. We can say it, you can hear it. But is it true that we live in a more violent world? My God, you go back over the history of the planet, and even if there weren't the kind of formal weaponry, you know, everybody killed or was killed. It was kill or be killed.
World War II was far more violent than anything that's come since.
If you look at some of the movies like Saving Private Ryan that supposedly, and I remember my father-in-law said that was the only movie he ever saw that really portrayed it like he saw it, like it was.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy that's a bombardier, had 37 missions over Germany, and the last two or three came back. He was lucky to be alive. One plane got shot up so badly, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he had to fly it over the channel, and it crashed. I mean, but he never, ever talked about his experiences in World War II until he saw that movie. After he saw the movie, he was like 78 or 79, he opened up to his experiences and told more of them to my son, his grandson, than anything else. But the horrors that were... We think that that was a Hollywood overview, but it wasn't. That was the way it was.
Well, war is a very bad thing. I mean, what has happened is the age that you and I grew up in, Hollywood glorified it.
Yeah.
People would get shot in Hollywood movies, which our generation basically took as a depiction of reality.
Mm-hmm.
People would get shot, whether it's a criminal, you know, shooting on a street. And there'd be no blood, there'd be no gurgling, there'd be nothing disgusting.
Nah, just gone. Right.
Yeah,
but if you look at some of those things that happened, Black Hawk Down was another one of those more reality-based the horrors of war stuff that nobody wants to talk about because they are so horrific. But that's the real story. 28 past the hour here on the countdown this week.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mvvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Safe. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Talk radio. Talk Media, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. The man behind that miracle is Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, some 25 years plus.
27 now.
27.
Yeah.
He got me. Oh, the Good Day program has been on for 28 years. You've been at it for 27. We're the moldy, oldie, goody goldies from our own rusty rack of wrinkled records.
28 years you're doing the Good Day program.
Good Day, huh? Program is in its 28th year, the incarnation.
And they, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And they said it wouldn't last more than 25 years.
I know. All right, back to our review of the hot hits. Just to recap, baseball action, the beginning of the... I'm surprised that you didn't get off on, when we're talking about sports talk radio, what's going on with your favorite team, the Patriots, and the fact that the preseason gets started, what, in a week or so?
Yeah, the preseason does. The season itself is still a way off, but, preseason football is, it's just practice.
Like the Grapefruit League?
Well, it does. The games don't count, so the coaches put in people that you may never see. You have to really be a football aficionado to enjoy
it. Right.
There's nothing really at stake.
Yep. At number nine, the release of John Hinckley from, I said disrespectfully, the loony bin. He's been in a program that takes care of those who are mentally unstable. So he's been at the public. We've taken care of this guy, basically, since he shot Reagan and Baker. And.
But what else can we do?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's our job, I believe. One of the government programs I actually do believe in are the programs that take care of. It's up to us, through charity or through government, to take care of people who can't take care of themselves. We take care of a lot of people who don't need to be taken care of, but there are people like him. But why release him at this point in time is the question a lot of people are asking.
Hmm. What we should do is we should release a lot of people who are imprisoned who are not dangerous to society.
Shouldn't be there. White-collar criminals.
And the war on drugs, I don't know where you stand on it, but the war on drugs has been one of the cancers of our society.
$19 billion a year we waste on that thing.
And we have people in jail that don't belong in jail. We have people in jail, and we have the criminal justice system in America is in need of an overhaul from top to bottom.
Yep,
it's one of the major problems facing this country. So the Hinckley,
are the people running for the presidency talking about that, Michael?
Hillary talked about it this past week extensively, you know, come on, watch the acceptance speeches of all the nominees going all the way back. They're all on YouTube, and they all sound wonderful, and very few of them translated into the reality of what happened. Watch Jimmy Carter's 1976 acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention when Carter looked like the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an amazing speech of hope and brilliance, and he went on to have a very questionable success.
A poor presidency. One of the reasons that it was, he was president during the end of the Vietnam era, if you will, and as we were talking before, one of the things that's a blight on America, one of the things that is creating a real disconnect between the millennials and people who are your age, my age, even Generation X. The people that have been involved in the Iraq War, Afghanistan, before that Vietnam, and Korea, and maybe in World War II, we were talking about the realities of what happens to people, how they get to be mentally unstable. And if you're a soldier and you've been involved in any of these wars, chances are more than 50-50, there's going to be something emotionally wrong with you.
If you were in battle, it leaves a scar.
Yeah.
Unlike the movies where they come back and they don't have any issues whatsoever because, war is hell, but it's war, it's okay. All the rules of human nature are suspended. You can kill without guilt. You can face death without damage. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm. And it's not the human psyche. It's not the human condition.
And these are kids that we're sending into these situations.
Yeah, 18, 19-year-old kids.
Yeah, they were in high school.
Cannon fodder.
A couple of days before.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, sitting on that plane with all your buddies heading into war? You're all,
And they do this, rah-rah, I'm serving my country. Not serving your country. What are you doing? The country is abusing you. By allowing, and we're being abused as taxpayers, sending people into these areas that we have no business going, and not doing what we are supposed to be doing, or what we say we're going to do when we go over there. Right. The obscenity of Afghanistan is it still goes on.
Well, now there's nobody over there. Now you're talking about some fundamental concepts that we as Americans have to really consider. That comes from soul-searching and education.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether or not we're ready to do that.
Well, we aren't educationally ready to do it because our educational system is like so many other institutions. It's in shambles.
The fact is that I'm not making this as a statement of a political opinion. I'm just observing it as an anthropological fact. If you study American history and you study American culture, anything that has to do with the glory of our nation is somehow tied into war and battles.
Yeah. Right.
The military culture permeates what we consider to be America.
Well, it's permeated our culture because the military-industrial complex has us by the short hairs. Look at the budget for $700 billion, more than any, add all the rest of the military budgets up for every other country that has navies, air forces, armies, and we spend more than the collective, everybody together. And yet we have to have more because we say we have to protect ourselves. From what?
We also have politicians saying that our military has never been weaker.
Yeah, right.
It's only the strongest military on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been weaker.
Look at who's giving to their campaigns. I thought it was interesting that Mrs. Clinton made mention of the Supreme Court ruling that Citizens United that corrupted the system, and then the following ruling that made corporations the same as individuals, so you can give willy-nilly, and that's why the system is as corrupt. That's why the military has as much control as it does, because all the dough that comes to the campaigns of these congressmen, these senators, and the presidency as well.
Mm.
That's the one thing that separates Trump from Mrs. Clinton, and that's where the money is coming from. And maybe that'll stay the same. Maybe he'll fall.
I personally don't think it matters. I think it's a matter of character. One of the good things about Hillary's crookedness is when she becomes president, if she becomes president, she'll stick it to the people that gave her the money. She'll do what she thinks is right.
Okay.
I really think in the end, she is not owned by the people that they claim own her.
If either of them are elected, or if one of the two of them is going to get elected, chances are they'll only serve for one term. That'll be very interesting to see how that shakes out. But the speculation will begin the day after they take office. Okay, they run again in 4 years, or are they going to only be one-term presidents? Because they'll both be 74 when they get out of office. Ronald Reagan was 78, I think, or 79.
Yeah, I think they'll both be replaced by Bernie Sanders.
He's older than they are. Yeah. All right, food for thought here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Here's something else to think about. This hot nutrition product, Super Beets, hottest nutrition product of the year. I'm drinking it. All the people who are on the program drink it. Athletes are drinking it. The people that are going to Rio, which is one of the other things that's on our countdown. Marathon runners, anybody who wants more from their fitness program is drinking Super Beets. Super Beets will get you into the best shape of your life. You'll eat healthier. You'll feel like you're committed. If you're working out every day like I am, and you're drinking your beets like I am, your body is going to show it. Your exercise routine will yield more because Super Beets opens up your arteries. The nitrates, the nitric oxide that's in Super Beets, in the beets themselves, opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your brain. It gets to your muscles. It gets to the entire body that needs. You have cravings. Maybe you translate them. You're craving to get food into your body, but your body is telling you it wants to get blood everywhere. So that's why you need to get Super Beets into your daily program, and here's how you do it. Easy. Dial 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. If you're new to the program, you've never heard of Super Beets before, you'll be able to get, with your first order, a free month's supply of Super Beets. Believe me, this stuff is amazing. The teaspoon of Super Beets goes into 4 ounces of water. You drink it, and within a few minutes, you feel like you're on top of the world. There's no artificial anything here. This is why it's so good. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, guaranteed. Feel the results or your money back. Also get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. Free shipping as well. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is an injury. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. It has never ceased to amaze me how much comfort patients get by being diagnosed. After all, it's just a label. A diagnosis, of course, also decides what society thinks of you and your illness. And that brings me to PTSD and the military's Purple Heart. For many years, there's been a controversy about whether soldiers suffering from PTSD are actually wounded and whether they deserve a Purple Heart. The Purple Heart is the medal awarded to soldiers wounded in combat. Here's the thing. New evidence indicates that PTSD is actually a brain injury. In other words, a wound. And is as deserving of the Purple Heart as any bullet wound. It's time our military accepts this and gives our PTSD suffering combat vets their due, a Purple Heart. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on call, and hit like when you're there. Let me know you visited.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6/8 to 730. Exclusive for a Nike Converse.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Back and forth conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that I love about the Talkers enterprise is something that Michael has started in the last year or so called Up Close and Far Out. And so this week you focus on the story of George Norrie. He's got a new book out and what's going on with Coast to Coast AM. So what will people hear when they listen to that podcast, which they can find at upcloseandfarout.com or at talkers.com?
Well, they'll hear a conversation with a guy that's the most listened to overnight radio talk show host in America for years. He's on this show for 14 years. He was the heir to Art Bell. And Coast to Coast AM is a show that has basically made its mark appealing to people interested in the paranormal, the occult, the supernatural, cosmic consciousness. And one of the things that Norrie talks about is how in recent years he has expanded the menu to include a little bit of politics, not partisan politics, but conspiracy politics. Mm-hmm. So it's a mixture of the paranormal and the paranoid.
And there's a big audience for that because there are plenty of people who, and I may be one of them, who thinks there are all kinds of conspiracies going on that we close our mind to.
Well, some of them, you know, some of them are going on, and some of them are ridiculous.
Yeah.
and one of the cool things about Norrie is he's aware of that, and he takes a very, very even-handed approach to it.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah. And he said he never votes for president. He doesn't want to be involved in any kind of bias.
Wow. Yeah. Night Talk is the name of his new book, George Norrie, the focus of Up Close and Far Out, with Michael Harrison, who's here with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's and every week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and so we do. And I say we, it's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, talk radio person, author, and one of the country's leading experts on identity theft and scams. You might want to check out scamicide.com. Make sure you're protecting yourself from the growing threat. Everybody has a problem, and they don't know it. I think that's really, people are in denial. Everybody's, there's no privacy anymore. Everybody's, everything is there for the grabbing, as the Russians proved at the Democratic National Committee. And so what do you do about that? Legally, there's nothing anybody can do. It's just they get hacked, and so Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets fired as the DNC director, and as quick as she's fired, she's working for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Yeah, it is pretty serious, though, because this is an escalation by the Russians. And, you know, can you definitively, you know, 100% say that it was the Russian government that was behind this? No, you can't. However, there is a lot of information and evidence that tends to indicate that at least this did come from Russia. And if it did, it is a significant escalation of Russia, of their cyber attacks. And frankly, I'm more interested in what we're not seeing behind the scenes that our cyber attackers, who are generally even better than theirs, are doing as far as the Russian cyber infrastructure.
Come on, Steve, will you please? You all know that Donald Trump is best pals with Putin, and he asked him to do it so that they could embarrass the Democrats during their convention week. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing with, you know, when I first heard Trump say that, I thought, you know, okay, he's joking. But then I was watching the press conference, and he was asked again about, okay, are you serious about it? And he did tend to indicate, yeah, I think it would be helpful for Putin to be able to find the other thousands of emails of Hillary. So this is the kind of loose tongue he has that is not terribly presidential. It scares me.
All right, let's get to some of the other issues. John Hinckley being released from the asylum where he's been for 35 years legally. I guess there's not much you can do about it. And one wonders why at this point in time the Reagan family, the Reagan children don't think it's a cool thing. A lot of people, I mean, Jody Foster, I'm not liking this much myself.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of conditions. Very frankly, if his name wasn't John Hinckley, he would have been released a number of years ago. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity, which means that he is kept in a hospital setting until he is deemed not to be dangerous and to be sane. And that's what the doctors are saying. The judge put a heck of a lot of conditions on there. Has to live with his mother for a year, cannot go near the White House, cannot go near the Reagans, cannot go near Jody Foster. This is probably an appropriate area of the law. People may not feel happy about it, but the law is following the law, and he should be released at this point.
All right, next up, number six on the countdown this week is the end of the Freddie Gray case. Is this a travesty, legal travesty, or they just can't get any traction, so it's time to be realistic?
You know, I'm going to look at this as glass half full. Baltimore Police Department's got a lot of problems. They were overcharged. The prosecutors still believe that they didn't necessarily and that they didn't get proper cooperation from the police department in their investigation. The judge that dismissed the last three cases and presided over the initial mistrial followed the law, did the job. The cases weren't proved. I think the best thing that will come out of this are some federal investigations, not state investigations, of the Baltimore Police Department, which is supposedly making changes. But, yeah, there are some real issues with the Baltimore Police. But, no, these officers, they didn't catch a break. They should not have been tried for these charges.
Is there any reference? Remember the old days when the Boston school system was taken over by a federal judge?
Yeah.
If federal judges ever take over police departments or operations of things like that when they are malfunctioning?
Well, you know, it's fascinating that you ask that because I never thought of it before. And having appointed receivers for school systems has been done a number of times. There is nothing that prevents that from happening in this kind of a situation. It would be a real last course of action to take. And I do think, because we have seen the Justice Department take some significant investigations and actions against various police departments, and police departments have made tremendous reforms. The Dallas Police Department has made tremendous strides as far as reforming how they do it. And, you know, hopefully this is something that will happen in Baltimore.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, author of Identity Theft Alert, the rules you have to follow to protect yourself from America's number one crime, identity theft. Check out scamicide.com, and I'll look forward to having your conversational wit and intelligence with us next week. He's here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.